The House took a surprisingly tricky vote to denounce anti-Semitism. The resolution made the floor after the remarks by a Minnesota Democrat questioning American supporters of Israel, but it never specifically mentioned Ilhan Omar, and it was expanded to denounce many, many other forms of hate. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis has been covering this story. She's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have the last few days around the House of Representatives been like?
It's been an unusually tense week for the new majority that I think exposed a lot of the generational and cultural divides inside the Democratic Party that prove that they have a difficult time governing when you have such a ideologically diverse, racially diverse group of people trying to get them all on the same page.
Generational and cultural divides. I guess we should mention Ilhan Omar, the Minnesota Democrat, is a freshman, very young as members of Congress go, and had a lot of supporters on the younger side of the caucus, right?
She did. She's also one of the first two Muslim women to serve in Congress. She wears a hijab. She's one of these high-profile freshmen. And when party leaders and party chairmen were quick to take her comments and want to condemn them, I don't think they anticipated the uprising of support for Ilhan Omar. I think there was support for lawmakers who want to be more critical of U.S.-Israeli foreign policy. And I do think among the Congressional Black Caucus, there was a certain amount of unease with which Congress has moved to quickly condemn a young Black woman, but so often has ignored or let by other controversial or offensive things other members of Congress have said.
Oh, and there were members of Congress on the Democratic side who find Republicans cynical to be criticizing this when they have supported a president who, I don't know, his final campaign ad featured prominent Jewish financiers, for example.
That is correct. And Republicans have really seized on this. They have called for Ilhan Omar to be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats have so far rejected that. Oddly, in the end, Republicans showed some divisions on this resolution. About two dozen Republicans ultimately voted against it. One of them was Liz Cheney. She's a Republican from Wyoming. She's the number three Democrat or Republican in leadership. Mm-hmm. And she made the argument that she thought Democrats had watered this down too much to include all forms of hatred, and it wasn't clear enough in condemning anti-Semitism.
Now, with that said, let's talk about the older Democrats, the older generation of Democrats. There were these remarks by Omar suggesting that support for Israel was all about money, that supporters of Israel in the U.S. had allegiance to a foreign country. This is what bothered people like the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Let's listen to some of what she had to say about Omar's remarks and about what they really meant.
I don't think that the Congresswoman perhaps appreciated the full weight of how it was heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
Pelosi had been seen as a unifying force up to now. Does she have control of things?
You know, in the end, all Democrats voted for it. So I think, yes, you could say leadership ultimately was able to pull out a victory here. She did upset a lot of her younger members, a lot of Democrats who got up inside private meetings and said they weren't appreciative of how leadership kind of threw this on the table and forced a vote on it. I think it was a lesson for the leadership that the Democratic Party she's leading now is different than the one that she led 10 years ago. And Nancy Pelosi, if anything, is very good at course correcting.
Sue, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis.